This is your Frederick Real Estate Update, a conversation about the regional real estate market with tips for buyers and sellers. Your hosts, RE/MAX Results Darren Ahern and Presidential Bank Mortgages Terry Kernan.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to your Frederick Real Estate Update. I am Darren Ahern with RE/MAX Results. Hope you've had a great week. And I also have with me one of the best people in the entire world in the lending mortgage industry and a great friend. And his name from Presidential Bank Mortgage is
Terry Kernan.
Terry, great to see you as always. Thanks for being here on this beautiful Saturday. How do you like the fact that winter is here, huh?
Finally.
They're talking about some polar vortex next week coming on down and making it colder. What do you think?
I'm still waiting for fall to hit.
You're still waiting for the leaves to change, right?
Yeah.
I think we all missed those almost. It went fast, didn't it? It seemed like fall went pretty quick.
Always does.
Yes, it does. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. Today is your day. This is your program. You got to call in. We're live here. If you haven't... If you're listening live, welcome in. If you're on the radio, listen in. But if you are on Facebook, we are on Facebook Live right now under the WFMD 930 site. So you can definitely check us out because this time you get to see how pretty we look in our beauty contest in the studio. How's that?
I would have worn a tie if I knew we were going to be live.
Ha ha. I think you look pretty good today, Terry. You look all right today. Mr. Producer looks better than all of us combined. You know, he's got his, you know, shaved. He's got his hair looking good and dressed nice and all that. And we just kind of come in here and do our thing, you know. All right. So this has been a huge week, Terry. Guess what happened on WFMD for Christmas time since Santa's on the way in 23 days, right? Yeah.
Cash for kids.
Yeah, Christmas cash for kids. So we were in here yesterday, and we were very privileged and honored to be able to give a donation from our show here, Your Frederick Real Estate Update, to help out the over, 1,400 kids, I believe, this year will be able to be helping out through the station.
Yeah, if you go through the station, there's nothing but toys everywhere.
Every
Every table, every counter, everything except the aisles. So
I'm telling you, man, I walked in and I had someone tickle me, and I looked and it was Tickle Me Elmo. And I was like, that is unbelievable. That's crazy. So you can also go to WFMD.com, and you can still donate online, though. It's not too late. Go to WFMD and donate right there online, the little green symbol there. And $121,000 has been raised to help our local community and kids so that they have the brightest, best Christmas possible.
And the thing I like about it is it's when you say local, it is local. It's Frederick. It's giving back to the community. And that's what's so important to me is giving back to the community and knowing where the money's going.
Yeah, definitely. And every dime of it going towards all these gifts and things, because there are literally so many volunteers that gave their time this week to do that and last week and such, and continuing to make sure that this becomes a great Christmas for all the kids out there. So I definitely, early on, I'm going to say it now, Merry Christmas to all of our listeners, even though we're in December, Terry. It's Christmas time. I mean, turn on your radio. You've got Christmas music going, and it's great. So
fasten your seatbelts, guys.
It is. Santa will be here before you know it, though. So, yeah, if anybody's looking to sell or buy a house, though, we'll hook you up, right? We can get that done, and we can be your Santa Claus this Christmas and help you out with that, especially since you got all the money in the mortgage world.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
I know you do. So, since we're there, we have 1,150 homes on the market. It is there's not a lot of homes coming on. There's a lot of sellers, obviously, waiting until January, February, March to get their house on the market. And so, this is the slowest month of the year, typically, for real estate. But this last week, Terry, I sold one of the biggest houses I've ever dealt with, and I got two more under contract listings this last week, which I was surprised. It was almost like buyers came out of the woodwork after the turkey settled in.
Yeah, we've gotten a little busier, and we're hearing from the agents that the listings are picking up. And I think part of it is the people are trying to get in early. They're trying to get the listings before the break that usually happens about the third week in January.
So it's like not Black Friday. It's Black December, I'm going to call this month, if it's going to be this good, because it's true. And interest rates are doing well. So I'm going to let you give everybody what's going on in the mortgage world and all that.
So good news. And, you know, Darren and I have been doing this show for 6 months. And every week I feel like I'm a broken record when I say, you know, everything's steady, everything's good, rates are great. But here's some good news to think about. The Commerce Department came out with new home sales, okay? Highest number in 10 years. So the crash started right around fall of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
We started to see new home sales drop. By 2007, we all know what was going on then. So it's been a long 10 years. But last month was the highest number that we've had in 10 years for new home sales. So that's a great, great sign. So you say, well, how much is that number? So that number rose 6.2% from September to an annual rate of about 685,000 units. And this is nationwide. But the whole economy is being affected. And what's doing it is the good news with the economy. You know, it's the old enthusiasm breeds enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
Fear breeds fear. We're seeing a lot of confidence. Confidence breeds confidence. So people are going out and they are buying. We're seeing more and more people coming in to apply for new homes, for looking to build, looking to do a construction perm that we talked about three or four shows ago. So we're starting to see more of that, and you can see that in the numbers, and it's just not in Frederick, Darren. It's nationwide, which is great. Home prices are continuing to rise. You know, strong economic growth. So when you say strong economic growth, what's that going to do to us? Well, basically two things affect our rates. Good news in the economy usually makes our rates go up. People say, why would good news make our rates go up? Because when good news happens, money comes out of the bond market,
right,
and it flows into the stock market.
And that stock market is booming. I mean, we just hit another record high, what, 24,000 in the stock market this week?
So what happens when there's bad news? Money comes out of the stock market, and it goes into the bond market, and our rates come down.
Okay.
So what we've been very fortunate is we are seeing that the stock market has been improving. And it's been improving since last November. Not this past November, but a year ago.
Right.
But rates have remained steady. So a lot of that has to do with what's going to keep the rates down while the stock market's going up, and that is that there's no real fear of inflation. Inflation is being kept in check. So the economic growth that we see, we're keeping inflation in check. If we see good news happening, strong economic growth, and then boom, a bump in the inflation, then we're going to see a jump in our rates. So we've been going through probably a year where rates are very, very desirable.
Yeah.
And I continue to see them to be desirable. So it's been good. The big number's coming out this Friday.
What's that?
Unemployment.
Oh, the big unemployment numbers.
So once again, what are we hoping for? Steady.
Yeah.
4.1 in November. We're hoping for 4.1 in December. Don't think it's going to go down. Sometimes in December it drops,
mm-hmm,
because of the seasonal change and people getting seasonal work and so forth. Sometimes it drops, but we want to keep it around 4.1%, keep everything steady going into the new year.
Yeah, and they're projecting, I mean, like you said, growth. I mean, we're almost at 4% growth, you know, as far as appreciated values in Frederick County as a whole. Unless there's a couple spots that are a little bit under 3 still, and there's a couple spots that are a little bit over 4. But it's been normal. Like you said, it's almost like we're back to this is what it should have been 10 years ago and before that and all this craziness. And so, but yet, you know what's funny, Terry, is even though things are growing in every aspect, and it seems to be very positive, and the confidence is up, and the buyer demand is up, and we have, what, 26, 27 new home communities. I'm meeting actually somebody on Monday morning that they're moving from out of town, and they are interested in building as well, and I have another couple we're looking to do new construction with and such like that this possible week or two. And so same thing. There's a lot of demand there, but what doesn't make sense at times is how many sellers that I meet with, and they're still a little bit shocked that the values aren't going up more than they expected. Like their values aren't, you know, skyrocketing, that they've come up 20, 30%. You know, there's a lot of places that we're almost matching 2005 and 2006 prices. We're within a year in most areas, and some have gone above that. And but I have a couple places it's a little flat, and so, you know, Hagerstown, that's a little bit flat. I just got a contract. That was one of them. I just got a contract yesterday on, and it was almost a full price offer. But yet, when I say full price, it doesn't mean the market up there has gone up, you know, since the recession, like 20-30%. It's only gone up maybe 10-15%. So the sellers are a little irritated that in certain markets and areas, it's just not doing as well as other areas, and that they're not getting as much equity back out of the growth that we've had in the last 10 years that they were kind of expecting. And so, you know, I said, hey, look, you got, everybody forgets, Terry, that we had, like Wayne Six says, one of our appraisers here who's awesome in Frederick County, that we had almost 4 years of a split market or a flat market where it was almost like a car drifting. No brakes were being touched and no gas pedal was being hit. It was like we were in free flight and fall for 4 years with prices. It was a crabby effect. It was like, where is it? What is it? If you were in the higher end price range, you were still losing money, which they were in disbelief. And if you were in the 100, 200,000 range, you actually were the first ones to come out of the recession as far as prices going up. And so those markets were starting to pick up and take off like crazy. But we had to get, literally, we had to get almost a year of distressed properties out of our entire inventory and system. And most people don't realize that that takes years and years and years. The amount of foreclosures and short sales was horrific. It was like over 27% of our whole market, whereas now less than 12% of all of our homes on the market are distressed properties. So mm-hmm. we have really seen things change and get back to what I call normal. This is what it always should have been.
So what I would try to tell people, and what I try to tell people when they say, geez, I thought my house was worth more, or I thought this, or I thought it was coming back, or I hear all these stories. The thing that you got to realize is that what you just talked about, the flat market for 4 years, think of how happy people were when we got to the flat market. Their homes stopped declining.
Yep.
The fear of losing your home kind of settled out a little bit. When we were in that flat market, I couldn't have been happier, okay? I'm trying to get an appraisal. Somebody writes a contract today, and the appraisers had no choice but to check the worst box you can check on an appraisal. What
declining
do you think
market.
Declining market.
Oh.
Run away. Yep. Run away. So there, we were getting every appraisal with a declining market, and that was awful. So what I tell people is any improvement is great news. If it's 2, 3, 4, 6%, take it. If it gets to 10 or 12%,
get worried.
Get worried because greed sets in.
Yep.
And that's what got us into the crash in 2005. I'm from South Bend, Indiana originally, okay? And I know you know that, and I'm a mm-hmm. big Irish fan. And my brother still lives in South Bend. And we had a conversation, and he was in politics, and he was a big-time politician out in Indiana. And we were talking around 2009, 2010, and I remember sitting there with him. And he said, well, you know, our area hasn't really been hit that hard with the declining property values. And I said, well, Joe, what do you attribute that to? He said, because our area never got hit with the stupid increases that everybody else around the country has.
Everybody's home didn't double in 6 years.
He says, we're content with the 2-3% a year. And he said, so when the crash hit, he said, we were only losing 2-3%.
Not 10.
Not 30%.
Right.
So a lot of it is it's the old saying, what goes up
must come down.
Must come down.
You're right, because my whole family, you know, lives in Pittsburgh, and even though it's just 3.5 hours away, you would think they would have gotten hit as bad as our area did with the recession and the home prices, but they didn't because their market is so predictable. I have real estate agent friends up there in Pittsburgh, and they were petrified for us because of how bad we were correcting. And I asked them, you know, how's it working out up there? What's the change and all that? And they said, oh, it's very predictable. Our homes only go up 2-3% a year. And so we only lost 2-3% during the downturn, or maybe a little bit worse, but not as bad as horrifically like, you know, we did. And so therefore they said, when we do comparables and we market properties, they said, it's actually pretty easy. All you have to do is look at a house that sold a year ago on the same street, same size, same year, same everything. And you add 2-3% or 4% to it and you're done. Mm-hmm. And they said, and I said, well, that's not our world because
we call it keep it simple, stupid.
Man, we might have, you can be in downtown Frederick on All Saints Street and have a house that's $250,000 and we can go two blocks up. And we can be at $450,000. Two blocks in downtown Frederick can be a $200,000 price differential. I said, I wish I lived in Pittsburgh doing real estate at times because it can get wild, you know, where we live. And they just couldn't believe that. They couldn't believe our correction. They couldn't believe how different, you know, two blocks away can mean in our particular demographics for real estate. So it is very interesting dynamic.
Yeah, well, I live in Montgomery County.
And you guys don't suffer from nothing, man. Your prices always go up.
No. During the crash, we got hurt, but not as bad. And I've done the reverse commute to Frederick for 30 years now. And the one thing that I see, and in this business, is Montgomery County didn't get hit as hard as Frederick.
Well, it was like a speed bump. And I told everybody it was like running over a speed bump versus a downhill. You know, the bridge collapsed and you just fell off of it. Difference. Yeah.
But Frederick County didn't get it hit as bad as Hagerstown.
Oh, yeah.
So the farther you get away from the big city, the harder hit the areas are.
I call it the further you get away from the money and the good jobs and the money, the harder you get hit, right? Mm-hmm. As a whole. I mean, it kind of seems like that. So that's good stuff. Hey, our phone lines are open. I forgot, Terry. Anybody wants to call in? We are here for you. If you have a question or thought, 301-694-9363. Again, over here at the station, it's 301-694-9363. So you heard it from Terry. Things are pretty stable. Things are growing. Things are good. I'll tell you, Terry, I got to say this. I am so excited about what 2008 is going to be. 2018, sorry, not 2008.
I don't want 2008.
We ain't going
again.
Back to that. That was not excited at all. I am excited that 10 years later now, 2018 coming up, that we are, I think it's going to be awesome. I think we're going to have a really very good year in real estate. I think it's going to be a great time for people to buy and sell and all that good stuff. So, all right, let's get into today's stuff. If anybody calls with a question, I'm going to take it. We're going to answer you right here live if you're willing to do that. This is about you guys. Home selling, we've been talking about this beauty contest thing. And Terry, I got to do a disclaimer. My 17-year-old was a little offended by my analogy about the girl being asked out on a date and all that. And she's like, Dad.
Yeah, so was my wife.
Was your wife offended about
yeah.
it? Why?
So what was Darren thinking?
Yeah, man, like, we got women out there. We got teenage. We got boys. We got girls. We got everybody. Terry, I offended some people out there. But you, let me tell you something. It'd be better to be offended on the radio than be offended in real live situations when it comes time to selling your house, because that definitely wouldn't be fun at all. But I used that analogy because that was the only thing I could think of. It's like being asked out on a date. I mean, your house wants to get an offer. You want to get an offer, which is kind of like a girl who doesn't want to stay single her whole life. I mean, who
don't
wants
to dig the hole any deeper here, Darren?
So we're not going to dig no more deeper here while we're live. Let's just get right into this. So what are the buyer's concerns about the condition of a home? And there are a lot of them. And number one, we talked about the curb appeal, putting flowers out, no peeling paint. We talked about, you said the front door, make sure that thing is painted. You know what's funny is I have a seller right now that actually did
painted
that.
The right color.
Yes, it was like beautiful. They painted it, and the first thing they showed me is, well, the guy on radio with you told me to paint the front door. You didn't. And so you got the credit for the front door getting painted.
Thank you.
And it sold the house. We got an offer, and it's going to sell. It's all about that front door, folks, I'll tell you. And so, and then we talked about how you only get one chance to get a first-grade impression. So interior, we talked about paint and flooring. Remember, that is a slam dunk. That is if you don't do paint and flooring, I'll tell you, that's like asking to lose money in an offer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is because, you know, and I know there's people out there that say, well, Darren, you know, we can't afford to do that. That's okay. But if you can, that is the first thing you pay attention to is fresh paint and flooring and things like that. They're easy to deal with. It makes the biggest splash in the wave pool, and it's good to do. I talked a little bit, and who buys homes? I said it. Women buy homes, man. They are all about homes. I mean, look at HDTV. How many men and women watch HDTV? Are there more men or more women?
I don't know. I think a lot of families watch HGTV.
Well, who gets more excited about watching it, men or women?
It all depends what show it is.
That's it, because if it's man caves, the women are like, I'm out of here. It's bathroom break time. But if it's like, you know.
No, but if it's the flip or flop or the renovation.
Right.
Or the, you know, where walls are coming down and everything. I like those shows.
Yeah, they get excited. Well, they put a lot of drama into it, and that makes it cool, too. You know, they hit the highlights of it. And they are pretty good to watch. I personally like Tiny House Nation. I think that's kind of cool to see what kind of person wants to live in a 500-square-foot home with five kids.
Well, I can tell you that I will never fit in a tiny house.
All right, let's keep moving on. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll see that Terry has lost lots of weight. He is down to 110 pounds, and he's looking yeah. great. That turkey didn't do a thing to him, I'll tell you. Who buys homes? It is true, though, Terry. Women really do pay attention to bathrooms, kitchen, and the items and places in the house that they're going to be spending a lot of time in. And the men look at that, too, because the lazy boy chair, where's the garage, all my tools and all my toys and all that fun stuff going to sit. But the man cave is the big one for men, man. I'll tell you, you got to have that. A finished basement definitely brings you more money, but it's really desirable to men because of women. I just showed some properties last week and the wife, she was like, oh, I don't care. I love the house. I know the basement's unfinished. And the husband's like, no, honey, the basement's unfinished. What he was saying is I have to spend money to build a man cave. I yeah. kind of would like to have a man cave.
And as a seller, Darren, because I deal with it so much, especially in refinances,
mm-hmm.
is when you talk about a finished basement versus an unfinished basement, what's a finished basement going to do? And this is my opinion. Finished basement is going to sell the house so much faster.
Yeah.
If you put in $80,000 into a finished basement, which you can do easily. Okay.
That's a big basement.
That's a big basement.
You just keep going.
You can put in $30,000, $50,000. You got to remember that it's not going to reflect dollar for dollar
right.
on an appraisal. Okay. You may get a $20,000 credit for a finished basement and you put in $40,000
exactly.
in the finished basement. So when you go into it, make sure that you're making the basement. Like when I finished my basement, my contractor said, so what do you want? And I said, I want a basement that will sell this house when I'm ready to sell the house.
Wow.
He said, okay.
What did he do?
We didn't go crazy on the upgrades. We made it big. We made it open.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't go crazy on any of the upgrades.
Did you put an amphitheater type room in with surround sound and all that good stuff?
I did not.
Okay. But it still
because
looks
I wasn't
going
to get dollar for dollar.
Exactly. So you're exactly right. You never get dollar for dollar with a basement being finished out, but it does enhance selling by quite a bit. And that is primarily because a lot of the men, you know, or if, let's say a family has a lot of children. Oh, it's a great sell because they love the fact that there's extra additional space that's away from other living space and the kids can enjoy and all that.
Well, if I'm finishing a basement today, 10, 12 years ago, what was the big thing with TVs? Picture in picture.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really, it never really took off. Nobody really said, wow, this is the greatest thing in the world. What did people do? They put up two TVs. Okay? So the picture-in-picture deal went away. So if you're finishing a basement or upgrading a basement, making a man cave, make sure that there's two TV hookups side by side. So you can watch NFL Red Zone and then the Washington Redskins or the Ravens. You get the game of your choice, plus you get the Red Zone. Or you can watch whatever the missus wants, and you can watch whatever you want.
She can watch HDTV, and you watch the football right. game. Well, guys, you just heard it from Terry about how to raise the value in a basement. Put in two TVs, and
you don't need the surround sound.
Yeah, it's
two
right
TVs
there.
TVs will do it.
There you go. So that's a big one. And, you know, Terry, when we talk about that as we finish up today's show, that's really important because that leads into the whole thing with you know, when sellers want to know, well, I've done this upgrade and I've done this and I've done this. And that's one of the first things I ask her, what are all the things that you've upgraded or done improved to your house since you've owned it? And there's a difference between maintenance and improvements. Maintenance holds value. Improvements add value. So adding a finished basement, that's not a maintenance item. Right? That's correct. An improvement, which brings additional square footage finished and all that. So, hey, next week we're going to continue on. I'm going to try to bring in my stager to be able to take calls and questions for that. My name is Darren Ahern, RE/MAX Results. You can reach me at 240-344-1713.
And I'm Terry Kernan at 301-639-9244.
Take care. We'll see you next week.